Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, where the words of Ela Ba'omer Mutar, just again to summarize where we were yesterday, is that the Gemara had a machlokas between Rava and Abaye with regards to someone who had in mind to take something from the ground that was already cut off, and then he accidentally removed something that was really attached to the ground. And then Rava was trying to bring a raya from his a braisa that said that there was a chumra by Shabbos b'shar mitzvos, and if Shabbos, if you do both of them at the same time, at the same one shot of forgetting something, one lapse of awareness, then you'd be chayav on every single, each and every one of the averas that you do, as opposed to that it doesn't apply by shar mitzvos. The Gemara was trying to figure out what is that braisa referring to when it says shar mitzvos. The Gemara says a whole bunch of answers, and the Gemara now comes on to saying that we're talking about avodah zarah. And the Gemara says that you can't really discuss it because at avodah zarah we had the seifa of that Mishnah discussed that there's chomer by avodah zarah, but what doesn't have it by other mitzvahs. So the Gemara was trying to figure out how do you have a case of shagah gablo eskavin in avodah zarah, in a case where a person it doesn't have any intent whatsoever when it comes to avodah zarah. So the Gemara gave a few answers already. Now I think the Gemara is on fourth already. I think the Gemara is up to the fourth answer now for what we could possibly explain how the second part of the braisa is referring to avodah zarah. The Gemara says ela ba'omer mutar. You have to say that we're discussing case where the guy thinks it's mutter to do avodah zarah bechlal. So Rashi gives, how is it you have a guy who thinks that it's possible to do avodah zarah? So Rashi says it must be the case of someone who converted amongst the non-Jews and he didn't realize that avodah zarah is going to be usher. That's very problematic. Rashi is very difficult. How is this gerus chal? You're going to tell me the guy's a Jew? He doesn't accept the fundamental principle of yadus that a person has to know that Hashem is one, Hashem echad, Shmo echad, and there's no avodah zarah. So that's a very big shaila, and so that's a very big shaila in the Rashi. Okay, people want to give certain terutzim for Rashi, but that is what Rashi gives is the ukimta of the Gemara. So again, so according to Rashi, let's just go with Rashi's pshat that it means that you someone who didn't know there was an Israel for the Zohar when he converted. So the Gemara says that Mash Einkin b'Shabbos. You're going to say that doesn't would not be the same with regards to Shabbos. That would imply the Pater Legamre. That would imply that the person is going to be completely exempt from Shabbos, but the Gemara says Ad kan lo bai, that's not true though. Ad kan lo bai minei Ravim Rav Nachman. That question was asked of Rav Nachman above that we saw in the Gemara over there. Rashi says that Helam Zeb Zeb Yado. That the question is whether you're going to be chayav a malach alachiyuv echadach lechavetarta, whether a person would be chayav one chatas or two chatas of mitter legamrei lo. But to tell you that you're going to be completely exempt, that was never really a shaila in the Gemara, so it can't be that meaning we would never assume that you would be completely putter. You were never going to be completely putter. Either going to be chayav one chatas or two. But here, you're implying that you'd be completely putter. It can't be that you explain the braisa that way. So therefore, the Gemara says elalav. It must be that we have to explain the braisa in the following manner. Reisha b'avodas kacham. In the first half, of the braisa is dealing with avodah zarah. V'seifa b'shar mitzvos. And the second half is discussing other mitzvos, and it's going to be discussing specifically. The second section of the Braisa is going to be referring to other mitzvahs that there's going to be a bigger chumrah as compared to Shabbos. So now the Gemara is going to continue. If that's the case, then the Gemara is going to bring a raya. Rava wants to bring a raya. So what's the case of a person who has no intent whatsoever with regards to other mitzvahs? If a person thought that the piece was just a piece of fat meat, as opposed to chalev, and he accidentally ate it, and it really was chalev. And so in that case, we're going to be discussing misasik. According to Rava, this refers to someone who's doing misasik, and we know that generally when it comes to misasik, a person is going to be putter, as I mentioned before, but the Gemara specifically, Rashi quotes this, that the Gemara says specifically with misasik by chelavim v'arayos, if you had shekei nena, that since you had benefit from the achila that you had, you can't completely remove that, it's not completely removed from your maisa, from your action. Since you had an ah, so the person would in fact be chayav. So now he's bringing a raya that should be, person is going to be pater in that situation. Masha ain't came with Shabbos, but that's going to be not the case with Shabbos. The pater, that a person, the parallel when it comes to Shabbos, a person would be exempt from a chatas. And it's kavan lachlas to tell us, to which Rav is saying, what would be that example? If someone intended to cut something that was already detached from a chatas of a chubar, and he in fact cut something that was attached to the ground, then pater, then it's similar according to Rav, that's going to be similar to misasik, and therefore you're going to be shogig b'Shabbos amlacha, and then you're going to be misasik, and you're going to be patur from a korban chatas. However, Abaye, who said you're going to be chayav, so what's he going to do with this raya? So the Gemara says, Ve'abaye, how Abaye is going to answer this braisa, and he say that you should still be chayav in that situation, or whoever wants to argue, he's going to say that the braisa is talking about something else. So it's talking about shagab ulamaskav and echidami. Now he's going to explain what's the example where a person is going to be chayav if you act without any intent. To savaroku, a person thought that the thing that in his mouth was saliva, uvalo, and therefore he swallowed it, and it really was a type of liquefied chalev, and since it was lifakal chayev, he didn't intend to eat it, but he swallowed saliva. But still, he did a sin to which you'd be chayev, like misasik, and you'd be chayev. In fact, a chatas, a korban chatas. So then according to Abaye, what's the comparison with Shabbos? Masha ain came to Shabbos. So what does it mean that we don't apply this to Shabbos? The Braisa said, the pater that we're going to be pater, diskavin like biasatolosh v'chata chazem mechubar pater. That would be example would be compared to someone who intended to lift something that was detached from the ground, and he cut something that was attached. That would be a case. However, if he intended to cut something that was detached from the ground, and then but he in fact cut something that was attached to the ground, in that situation you would be chayav, and that is how Abaye would explain the brisa to get out of Rava's proof. Now the Gemara is going to quote another machlokas of Abaye Rava. The Gemara says, "Itmar, do we have a state in the base medrash? Niskaven lizrok shtayim vizarak arba. If a person intended to throw an object, this is a two amos, and in fact three or four amos, of which he would be chayev. So the shaila is he going to be chayev amar? Rava says that he's going to be pater from a korban chatas. Abaye says he's going to be chayev. So the Gemara explains the machlokas. Rava mar pater de lo miskaven lizrika de arba. Rava says you're pater because you didn't intend to throw four amos; you only intended to throw two. So that's a different maisa, completely different from what you were planning on doing, and therefore a person is not going to be chayev. It's called misasik with the other two, and therefore misasik we know is pater from a korban. Abar mechayev dam is kavan lezrika be'almano. Why says you're chayev because the person didn't intend on throwing it. His act of throwing it is not considered misasik, so therefore you should be chayev. And this is similar to the Gemara is going to ask why we need all these machloksim. This is very similar to what we mentioned before with regards to the higbias atalosh v'higbias as a mechubar. So Gemara says kasavar. So now third machlokas between them. Kasavar shusu yachid. If a person thought that this where he was throwing something in a private domain, which is mutter to throw something, v'nim tesur shirabin. He realized after, oh my God, this was Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So then, Rava Mar Pater Rava would say that he is going to be Pater from a Korban Chatas Rabbi Mechayev. So the Gemara explains this machlokas. Also, Rava Mar Pater Dan Leskavin Lezrika Disur. He didn't intend to throwing on anything whatsoever that was Aser. So therefore, it's like Misasik. He should be totally Pater. Abaye says no. Rabbi Mechayev Kamechavin Lezrika Biyama. A person is intending to throw something. Since you're intending to throw, even though you didn't realize Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Yachid, you should still be Chayev. So now the Gemara is going to explain why do you need all three of these machlokas. And the Gemara says, "Tzricha, we need all three of these machlokas for the following." If we would tell you about the first case, meaning the person of mechubar taking out the uprooting the plant out of something that was attached and not detached from the ground, only in that case I would have thought Rava is going to say that a person is pater. Why? He is not intending on a prohibited act whatsoever. However, over here, but in the situation where he threw it two and he actually threw it four, but the object itself can't be. You can't get the object to go four amos without first traveling two amos. So you would have thought that the first two amos is the tahalich, is the starting process of the four, in which case you can't call it misasik because it's much more connected to your maisa. So then I would have thought that maybe ema moda le abaye, maybe Rava would agree in that situation that it'd be moda to abaye, and it would say that you're not chayev achatas in that situation. Therefore, you need to teach me that second case. Now the Gemara says, why do I need to teach you the third one? V'yishmin and baha, if I only told you the second two, ba'akama Rava, only in that case I would say Rava, you're going to say that Rava would agree that you're pater tahala miskavin lezrika darba because you didn't intend on throwing it four amos. However, the third case, but if in the situation where you throw it in the you thought you were throwing it in a private domain, you're really throwing it in a public domain, which you're going to be chayav, and in that situation, but there you intended to throw it four amos, so maybe their Rava would agree that you should be chayav, says the Gemara, therefore, we teach you all three to tell you, I argue with you, Rava, I argue with you, Abaye, in all three of these cases. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Tznan." We learn in the Mishnah that we quoted this. I think this is now the third or fourth time we already mentioned this. This chiddush. The Gemara says, "Avos malachos arba'im chaserachas." That we have 40 minus 1. 39 malachas are also due on Shabbos. We ask, why do I need the number? Meaning, I can count. So why do I need the number? V'amar b'yochan, or b'yochanan explained to explain this. Kasha, she'im misan kulam b'elamachad. If a person performed all 39 malachas in one lapse of awareness, he didn't realize it was Shabbos. So then, but he knew these malachas are also, ha'ayv ha'kulachas v'achas, a person would be chayv a separate chatas for each and every one of these malachas that he had performed. Sorry, if you realize that, so that the Gemara says, bishlam alabaya. So now, the Gemara is going to explain exactly, what's the case. Delmar ki gav nechayev, that a person is going to be liable in such a case when a person didn't realize which action he was doing fully according to Abaye. Meaning, you thought you were going to squeeze the lemon onto a ocha, which is not asr, and you actually squeeze onto liquid, so that is going to be a baya. And you can pick for all three malachas, you can find a heter way, a similar action that you were doing, that you thought you were doing with heter. Mishkachas the other day Isur the Shabbos, the other day Isur Malachas. You realize that there was an Isur Shabbos, and you also knew about the Malachas V'ka'ah B'Tarbashirin. But what you were doing, the action that you were doing, like the example we gave before, throwing something two amos or four amos, or all those examples, Abai can find a way which you're going to be chayav of all 39 Malachas. However, El Rava Damar Pater Eichem Mishkachas, according to Rava, who says in that situation you're going to be Pater. So how are you going to be chayav of 39 different chatos in one Shabbos? So the Gemara says, because according to him, in those situations you'd be Pater from a chatos. So the Gemara says, Bizdon Shabbos Shishkim Malachas. So the person realized that it's Shabbos, but you forgot the Isra of the Malachas. So the Gemara says, but that only works. So we've seen this again. This is talking about Tari Anichas. This is only going to work if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Kevon Shishaga Bekaris. That a person who forgets only about the Karis punishment, but realizes there's an Isra, Alpha Bishayzid Rulav, Meshkacha Lady Adab Shabbos Bilav. Then that would work because even if you realize that there's an Isra Shabbos, you just didn't realize an Isra Karis, you'd still be Chayav a Korban Chatas, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So there you can find a case to be Chayav all 39 Malachas. Ella, Yisavar the Kerb Shimon Lakish, but if you hold the Kerb Shimon Lakish, Demar Achishka will love the Karis, the other Shabbos be mine. But if that's the case where Shimon Lakish also holds that, no, if you know there's an Isra Shabbos, you're not going to be Chayav a Korban Chatas. So it must be, so what's the situation where a guy could be Chayav 39 different Malachas? 39 different Korban Chatas is for the 39 different Malachas. So the Gemara answers, like we've seen before, Diadelei Bischumin, it was that he knew that there's an Isra Deraisa Lafir Rabbi Kiva Elahiba Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that there's really an Isra Deraisa of Tchumin, and he knows that there's an Isra concept of Shabbos, and he knows, so then but he doesn't know about any of the other 39 Malachos, so therefore he knew that it was Shabbos, and he doesn't know about any of the other 39 Malachos, and do all 39 in one Shabbos, busy Shabbos, and you'd be chayav of 39 different Korban Chatas in that situation. Okay, now we're up to an extremely important Mishnah. Not to say one is more than the other, but this Mishnah is critical. If a person memorizes Mishnah, he would really have the Malachos of Shabbos down. These are all the 39 Malachos that are going to be mentioned. We'll try to explain them as best as we can in the time that we have to explain just a basic definition of what these 39 malachos are in the Mishnah. We mentioned before that the Mishnah tells you the 39 malachos because those are the malachos that were done in the Mishkan, and things that would be similar to them, or it might be a subcategory which is called a toda, and those would also be chayav and isra deraisa. However, these were dafka, the avos, the main ones that were done, the primary ones that were done in the Mishkan. So the Mishnah now says avos malachos are bayim chasra achas. So that there's 40 malachos minus one. Some say they explain that the number 40 minus one is to be merames and hotzah, being two isurim, okay? But either way, there's really 39 malachos, and now the Mishnah is going to list that the first 11 are going to be sidur to pass. Those are involved in the baking of bread. So what are those? The first one is zahazorea, someone who is sowing. Now this is discussed in the Gemara. We're going to see that in the next Talmud, really. So we'll get to it. But these they had to be used in order. They would plant these herb seeds. They would plant them in order to have the production of dyes. Rashi says, and really the Gemara is going to get to this. And Tosfos point out another in Chulin. Tosfos point out that what do you mean? Where they were able to plant things? So they said it must have been a miracle that the land became fertile even in the desert for them to be able to do this for the Mishkan. And then Choresh is plowing. Okay, so this is going to be the malacha of a person who wants to soften the earth or anything like that. And help improve the earth in that regard is going to be making holes, things like that in the ground would all be under the category of choresh, of plowing. Then we have kotzer, which is cutting or reaping, and that is malacha of detaching anything from anything that's growing in the ground and taking it out. That's going to be that malacha. Ma'amer is gathering together, piling together. So that is the malacha of, they used to take the harvested crop in the Mishkan, and it was first gathered, they would put it into small bundles in the field, and so those were then, they put it into one big bundle together, and that is the malacha of ma'amer. Then we have dash, which is threshing, and that is separating the kernels from the grain, and that would be what's going to have also squeezing out something. It's going to be under the malacha of dash, according to those, ve'azore, and that is going to be winnowing, throwing things in the wind. So that is, they used to do, that process was done. The Gemara is going to discuss this also in the next thought. In the next Talmud, the Gemara is going to discuss how they used to take the kernels and take them out of their husks, and that way they would then throw them into the air. So that's what they used to do. Borer is removing the bad, is going to be sorting. You sort the bad from the good. Rashi says you take it out with your hand, you take out the bad part, the inedible part from the good part. Va'tochen is going to be grinding, and that was done by grinding wheat into flour. The mirakid would be sifting. The Gemara is going to ask, all those three are very similar. So how are you going to get this? The Gemara is going to discuss the next stuff, and the Ayin Dalet is going to discuss that. And then lash is kneading. They used to knead together. The purpose of the kneading was there was to make things stick together. So that's going to be that malach over here, usually through the form of a dough. Va'ofe, and they used to have baking. That Rashi points out they never baked in the process over here, but the baking was done to produce the dyes, to produce the different Rashi's tolashani and different things over there were mentioned by the din of baking. Okay, now the Mishnah is going to list 13 different things which were used to prepare the clothing. And Rashi points out that specifically these malachas are going to be stuff that were used to produce wool. So now the first one is gozes is a tzemer. If you shear the wool, okay, so that was done. They used to cut the wool from either a living or dead person would be under this category. Hamilabno, also whitening it, cleaning it off. That Rashi says specifically do it in a nahar, you wash it off. Okay, that's all the Isra of Milabin. Minapto, and someone who combs it or disentangles it. So that would be a part of using it with their hand. This is in the process of spinning it. Okay, and then we have Vihatsovo. Vihatsovo is someone who colors it, you dye it. They used to dye these wools. And vehatove and spinning, they used to do that by the twisting fibers together. Vehamesech, as they would prepare the loom, preparing the mounting the warp. This is a part of the process of in the weaving process. Veosish shteis batinirin, setting two threads together in the process of making the two threads. In the process also of preparing the weaving. Veorek shnechutin, weaving these two threads together. Vapotze shnechutin, removing the two threads. Hakosher, someone who ties a knot. Vamatir, untying a knot. As well, and general klal, the Mishnah only mentions it once. Tosfos asked that why it only mentions it once, because the rule is by that. But anything that you're undoing in the malacha is only for the purpose of redoing it after. So it's going to be only with the Eser Daraisa of Matir's untying almanas, that in order that you should be able to retie it. That would be the case of an Eser Daraisa of untying. Vatofer shtei tfiros, and sewing two stitches. Hakora almanas litvor shtei tfiros, and also tearing in order to sew back up. Exactly is also wherever you're going to tear is almanas livno. So then it's just important. You know, whenever you're going to be doing these malachas without it, be isur derabana, not necessarily isur deraisa, which might be tekula in certain circumstances, but that's important to note. Whenever you're destroying something, those malachas are be almanas in order that you're going to be end up redoing them, because it's all about the creative process that's isur on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah is going to mention things that would be that preparing the hides and things that would also help it get to that level. So the Mishnah says, atzad tzvi, someone who traps a deer. Hashochto, if you shech the deer, if you slaughter it, that's an isur of getting it prepared for that. And then, v'amashito. So again, by the way, this would also, the shlef shechtim apply to any animal would be, killing it would be part of this isser shechita. The mashito, skinning it, and, after the hides after the slaughter. Hamolcho, salting it, doing it to, salting the hides, and this is part of the process of tanning it. The amabed es oro, tanning the hides, so that's actually the process right after that. The Gemara is going to discuss these things. Amachko, smoothing it out. Doing the machik is scooming out, so that would be the malacha of smoothing out. Then we have different applications of the machik as well. The mechadcho, cutting it in an exact formation, trimming it to the specific size. That's important to note for the isra mechatech. Koser shtei osios, writing two letters. If you write two letters specifically, you're going to be chayav. So the Rashi points out that the wall of the boards, the mishkan, they had these letters and they put them together. And then we have Hameochek Amanasechtor Shesil. So here is where the rules mentioned, again, is erasing in order to rewrite. That you erase it in order to rewrite, that would be the Isra of Memachek, in order to recreate it and rewrite those letters. And then we have the final last six are Bone, someone who builds, Vasoser, and you destroy it. And then also Soser, again, is important. You're going to destroy in order to rebuild. Hamechabe is also Amanas, to extinguish Amanas, to then relight a fire. Vamavir, lighting a fire. Hamake Bepatish is literally is banging the hammer, meaning finishing a the final blow, finishing a malacha, finishing a work that you've done, and that could be very broad. There are certain poskim of Rav Asher Weiss very into a lot of times thinks a lot of the electricity shailas would be under the isur deraisa of makif patish. So when you finish something and you complete something in electricity, that would be isur makif patish. Hamotzer mershus l'rshus, taking from one domain to another domain, as we discussed in the first ten blad of this extensively, the first ten dapim. So that, and they're going to be discussed extensively in the next parak as well. So then we're going to get to that isur. Hare elu avas malachos arba'im chazaras. These are 40 minus 1, the of 39 malachos, the famous 39 malachos that we have in Shabbos. So now the Gemara analyzes the first statement. The Gemara says, "Minyan lamali." We've seen this Gemara, I think, 3 or 4 times already. Why do I need the number? We know how to count. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan shim asun kulam behelam echad." If someone had done all 39 without realizing it was Shabbos, without realizing he'd done the Nevera, chayav al kolachas achas, are going to be chayav on every single one, to which the Gemara analyzed, how would that work, lafi reish lakish l'bi yochanan, for their understandings of what a lav is, as we see on this very daf as well. Okay, now the Gemara continues analyzing the first two malachos. Hazorea ve'achoresh, so then we said the sowing and plowing, the Gemara says michtim, merchav krivi b'leisha, someone who generally is in the process of making a field, he's going to plow first, you soften the ground, and then you're going to sow. Lisni choresh vadr lisni sor. So then why don't you go that order? That first you're plowing in order to enable you to sow. So the Gemara is Tana ba'eretz Yisrael kai. So the Tana, we know Mishnayos are mentioned Eretz Yisrael. So it's talking about Dafka, the way they used to do in Eretz Yisrael. The Zari Beresha, first they would sow, the Adar Karpa, and then they would plow. And the way that Chomin explained Bidas Rashi is that they would plow, the ground is very hard. Rashi says the ground is very hard. They would cover the earth, they would sow it. However, they would have to plow it a second time after sowing in order to cover the seeds. So the Chiddush over here, the Mishnah would be teaching you that the second plowing is included in the malacha of a Choresh over here as plowing as well. So now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says Tana, the Tana Braisa, Azorah, Vazomer, Vanote, Vamarkiv, Vamavrich, Vamarkiv. If someone sows seeds, if you prune the trees or the vines, or you plant, or you, the last one over here is that you bend the branch of a vine or a tree into the ground so it'll take root attached to the trunk. Or then, the last one, the markiv, is when you graft it together, kulan melachos achazen. They're all under one major av. Rashi says that all these are going to be, including pruning, they're going to be, what is their purpose? They're going to help the item grow. So therefore, they're all in the malacha of zorea, of sowing. So the Gemara says, "My kamashman." What is the Braisa teaching us? The Gemara says, "Hakamashmalan haosem malacha alosem malachos harbe mein malacha achas." The Chiddush is that someone who performs many malachos that are similar to one major ab malacha, enu chayav al achas, is only going to be chayav one chatas. Rashi points out over here that the case of zomer of pruning is actually a tolda. The rest of them are just part of the av, but that would be just an interesting point that they're going to be for regards to over here. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Amar b'acha, Amar b'chiyah, Amar Rashi, Amar b'ami." A zomer chayav mishum notes. Someone who prunes a tree is going to be chayav on the malacha of planting, because pruning is the tolda. Rashi said before, is pruning is the tolda of the note. And these, the planting, or if you bend it over, like we mentioned before, you bend the branch over of the vine into the ground. So if you do that like that, or markiv, if you graft the branch, all those are going to be chai because of sowing. These are all examples of sowing. These are part of the av of sowing. Now, the Gemara asks on Mishum Zorea in Mishum Nota Laup. You're going to say that when someone who does this process of bending the branch over into the ground, that is going to be Chayav Mitzad, Mitzad sowing, but not Mitzad planting. These are all helping the plants grow, and these are all actions done on trees. This should be in the category of planting of notea also. So the Gemara says ima af mishum zorea, that it's also part of sowing. Rav Acha, Rashi says that he's teaching us that someone who plants and does these things, you're only going to be chayav one chatas. The Shaila and Rashi, what do you mean one chatas? For this one, and then you'd be chayav another one if there was, because there's two avs over here. That's how the Ritva seem to understand Bidas Rashi, that someone who prunes and sows is going to be chayav two different korbanos. One for probably the tolda of planting, and one for the tolda of zorea, of sowing as well. So the Gemara now says, Amar of Kahana, zomer v'tzarech le'etim. If someone is pruning the vine, and he also needs the wood for the fuel, then, or actually says, in order to help it grow, to help the vine grow, chayav shtayim, you're going to be chayav two chatas offers, achash and kotzer, one, because you're doing the malacha of reaping, since you needed the wood for the fuel, removing the vines is similar to the tolda of the malacha over there of reaping, and achash and notea, that the other one is a kind of planting, and Rashi says, because the vines will grow better, because of it's the kute Rashi actually, markatan, but that Rashi says over there that it helps it grow, it's part of the process of growing. So the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, I mind the katal asafta. Someone cut the asafta. The asafta is this type of plant that they used to play like type of hay that they used to have. Chayav shtayim is going to be chayav two chatas. Achashim kotzer, one is because you're reaping. You're going to use the crop to feed your animals. Achashim notea, and the other one is because you're planting, because doing this will help grow another one on top of another layer, which would be helping it grow, which therefore would be chayav on that malach as well. The Gemara now says, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Hai man the kaniv silka, someone who cuts beets, chayav shtayim, is going to be chayav two different korban chatas, so you've done two different malachas. Which are those? Achas mishum kotzer, one is on account of reaping, but achas mishum, the way the girsa we have without the change, is zorea. However, the bach change is not going to be chayav zorea, rather going to be chayav notea, that you're going to, because we become planting, this is the girsa of many of the Rishonim as well, so that's the girsa with Goethe, that we can also going to be chayav because of planting. Okay, now the Mishnah taught us the second, we said choresh. So someone is going to be chayav choresh, plowing. So the Braisa says Tana, that we taught in a Braisa, ha-choresh va-chofer va-choresh, someone who plows in the ground and digs a hole. Rashi says actually digging a hole would be a tolda, not necessarily Rashi over here, but Rashi earlier told us that it would be a tolda of choresh, va-choresh, and making a furrow, kula and melacha achas, and they're all in the category of choresh, as we pointed out with Rashi saying one of them is a tolda and the rest being the av. Amar Rav Sheshet, Rav Sheshet says, "Hayasalo gavshushis natla." So, if someone had a small lump of of dirt in the ground, and he took it away in his house. It was like it was a lump that was stuck in his ground. But bayis chayv mishum bona, in his house is mechayev because of bona that you're building. Rashi says because this is the way the person you're leveling out the floor of your house. That's you're improving your house. You're building your house. Besada chayev mishum choresh, and if it's in the field, they're going to be chayev on the iser of plowing. And the general malacha, the Yerushalmi says that when it comes to the malacha of choresh, anything that's benefiting the ground would be usually considered plowing. So the Gemara says a similar halacha. Amar Rava, Haisa laguma utmama. Someone had a hole and he filled it up with dirt. Then it would depend. If it was in his house, he's chayav because of building. However, he did in the field, you would be chayav because of plowing. And there is no choresh in the house because you're not plowing for there. In the house, you're only improving your house, so therefore you're only chayav mishad bonet. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi said, "Achofer guma b'shabes ve'eno." Someone who digs a hole in the floor of his house in Shabbos, and he only require, but he requires only its dirt that's out of there, meaning to cover. Rashi says that it's very dirty, and you wanted to cover the whatever you had over there that looked very bad, a spit or whatever it might be on the floor. So you're covering it. Patrila, you're going to be patr, not going to be chayav the isra raisa of building, or because he ruined the floor. Rashi says so. Therefore, also he's not going to be chayav choresh, as we pointed out, because choresh isn't a malacha that shayach in your house. So therefore, you're going to be pater the din deraisa. You're not being chayav din deraisa. And now he's mechadish afilu Rabbi Yehuda to amar malacha shenitzrich leguf aleha. So and he's going to be pater even according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that we've solved this machlokas already a few times. Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. When you have a malacha that's not needed for just a defined purpose, that Rabbi Yehuda in general maintains that someone's going to be chayav even if you're not malacha for the creative purpose inherent to the actual malacha itself, rather for something else to save yourself from a situation that you didn't want. Rabbi Yehuda would hold, you'd still be chayav. Rabbi Shimon says that you're pater. So he's mechadish over here, Rabbi Abba's mechadish, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you are going to be pater in this situation. Rashi says, the example Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayav, that's where, let's say, you have a dead body that you take out of a house. So Rabbi Yehuda says you still didn't want that dead body in your house, so that's still called a problem. However, over here, bichlal, you're not doing that. Hanim lemesakin, there you're saving the situation, you're making the situation better in a certain circumstance, meaning you didn't want the dead body in your house. That's generally what Rabbi Yehuda says, you'll be chayav and malacha shein etzricha gufa. However, over here, hay mekalkalu, in this situation, you are ruining the dirt, you're ruining the leveling of your house, and therefore, even when it comes to mekalkal, everyone agrees that you'd be putter on the Mr. Doresa, and even Rabbi Yehuda would be agreeing that it's not considered malacha shein etzricha gufa because you're mekalkal over here. You're doing it worse, you're making it worse, so therefore it's not going to be chayav. Now the Gemara continues analyzing the third malacha v'akotzer, someone who's reaping, Tana, we taught in Braisa, akotzer v'abotzer v'agoder, either mesik or mosik v'ore, someone who's reaping or cutting or harvesting or collecting, those are all cool malachas, all in the category of kotzer, of reaping on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Amar Papa, hai man deshade pisa de dikla, someone who threw a mound of dirt at a palm tree on Shabbos, ve'asa tamari, and then you removed some of the dates came off, chayav shtayim, you're going to chayav two different malachas. One of those, achas shetolash, one is because you detached the dates, ve'acham shemefarek, and the other one is because you extracted on, which is a tolda. Usually, assume it's told a dadash. Some say it's told a different one, but that's usually mefarik is extracting it. So the Gemara says, "Rav Ashi Amar Ein Derech Plicha Bekach." That's not the way that you do it. Ein Derech Brika Bekach. That's not normally extracting. So therefore, you would be putter. So that would be you would be putter in that circumstance if you had done it in that manner, because that's not the derech, and therefore you're going to be exempt from all chatas. So the Gemara says now, "Ve'ame Amir." Someone who gathers together, Amar Rava, I mind the chanif milcha b'milcha. Someone who gathers salt from the different salt ditches, and you put them together, and you pile them up. Chayav mishum ma'amar, you'd be chayav for gathering together that iser of ma'amar, piling it up. Abaye Amar in imor ela begidulei karka. Abaye says no, that there is no imor, only items that grow from the ground, and seemingly not salt. This is the machlokas we've shown about this. Whether Abaye would say that it's mutter to gather salt, or he would say that just part from a chatas, that is a big machlokas. And halacha lemaisa would also be a shaylav, because we've seen the pasuk like Abaye has an on the alkakam. They're shown them all discuss it. Okay, Mirtzah Shem will pick up with a dash. Mirtzah Shem tomorrow.